The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. It is Sunday once again, March 17th, 2024. And, my name is Mark Kent, and I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
Yeah, and we've also got a couple of special holdovers here.
That doesn't sound good. We got holdovers. It almost sounds like, you know.
That's what they call you in the service. That's what they call you in the service when you
graduate. Leftovers. We got leftovers in the studio today.
Sometimes it's really hard to get rid of politicians.
They just keep returning.
I know there's probably an off-color joke there, but I'll let it go.
Thank you.
We wanted to talk a little bit more about our local, kind of expand. I was listening to the program that you had with Terry and so forth on Jefferson State of Mind about our local Stephen King activist, who I think he's actually related to Stephen King, the novelist, because it's such bizarre behavior. This guy's exhibited, and he's attacked everyone in sight. I mean, so now we've got death threats, okay, and this is kind of new information, that I guess the DA's not acting on.
But this has been going on for a while, and they have known about different things.
But I guess it's okay to attack anybody and everything, threaten them with, killing them, murder and all that, and, that's not enough to prosecute.
Well, and you know, we've tolerated his loud, rude, profane, accusatory language for a long time, which is all somewhat protected. But then when you go so far to threaten to kill people and an elected official, and it's well documented, the DA needs to act. And so what it appears here is that she'll act if it's politically motivated to her advantage and not if it's not. And, here we had a very clear case. We were waiting for her to respond, and it took her, I don't know, a year and a half to finally put a letter out saying that they're not going to take up any action. And so, and this is important because, sometimes single cases can make and break a DA in their political careers. When they fail to do something or they do something that they shouldn't do, when the public clearly would disagree with those actions. And every DA has to make decisions as to what would be able to be prosecuted here in Shasta County. This was a pretty clear case, threatening to kill an elected official on someone that clearly has some problems and well-known problems. So very disappointing behavior from our DA, and, all things will be dealt with.
Well, this is lawfare, just like usual. If you're on the right side of the lawfare, then nobody touches you. If you're on the wrong side, then they go after you for everything, even if it's not true and made up. Well, we've seen it across the board in this presidential election as well.
I was going to say, this weekend somebody came to me and said that they had talked to somebody out of the DA's office. I'm not sure who it was. But they were saying, they're so overloaded with cases, and they have to decide which ones are more important and all of this, and they only can go by the law. Well, if they're only doing, that's their guidelines, and they need to go by the law, then why aren't they? If somebody's, you know, have death threats.
Where
do you put the priority? I mean, when do you decide what priority goes where?
She's going to cite prosecutorial discretion is what they're going to say. We have to be discerning between what we should prosecute and what we can't. Or shouldn't.
Well, I think back to D.A. Benito not prosecuting on the Martinez case, and that mm-hmm. because of that, that was the last thing he ever did in this county as he was removed at the next election. And so, you know, the D.A.s do have to make decisions when to prosecute, when not to, what's in the best interest of the taxpayers and what's not. This was a clear miss on this one, and I think mm-hmm. it was politically motivated.
Well, and we've seen, and I don't trust, this election thing, you know, it feathers into this because I don't trust the elections anymore. I've seen too much evidence that the machines, the manipulation, the drop-in ballots, we've seen the FBI and the whole thing with the Hunter's laptop. You know, we see four Democrat operatives get elected in Shasta County, you know, between the sheriff, the DA, you know, the voter registrar, and the school board. It's like at what point in time do you go, there's something wrong in the conservative, it's supposed to be 68% conservative county. Either we've got screwed up messages coming from the papers and disinformation there, or there's something going on.
Well, why are they already wanting to do a recount? I mean, all the counts aren't in. I'm sorry, but all of a sudden
is that
now
a hand count?
Yeah, they want to do a hand count over there. I mean, hello, what the hell?
I thought hand counting was unreliable and we should...
It costs too much money.
I thought we depended on the machines.
And yeah, it's... yeah.
They might be breaking their own law.
Oh, do we get to prosecute him then?
What punishment should we inflict here for breaking their own law? It's just ironic that they want a recount, which is fine. I as long as I get to take part of that and put my eyeballs on it, is fine. They can have somebody from their side. We should have three sets of eyeballs on there because I guarantee you, we will not disagree on any mark that the voter made. The humans do not make mistakes in that regard.
Well, we participated in that hand recount.
And there
with
was
Cad,
four of us.
And there was quite. I think
there was two for each side, and then there was a moderator or something.
Well, on
a
different
tables,
but the point was that there was no arguments about anything because it's so cut and dried, it's easy to see.
Right, very easy, and you get it right, and you can even correct some of the problems that the computer randomly makes.
Right.
And they do, and that's proven. And so if they want to do that, that's fine, but it just goes against everything they've said. They don't need a hand count because the machines are more accurate, but now yet they're wanting a hand count.
See, what you have to understand about these people, and I've got some clips that I'm going to play later on, they don't have any set of principles. They're not about the truth. They're not about right and wrong. What they are about is winning at all costs, no matter what, and they will twist reason beyond belief to initiate what they think is going to get them to win.
Yeah. No, it's just ironic and, you know, but we'll get through it and, you know, we'll see on the other side and, you know, we're going to analyze data. We're going to be doing a lot of that. I think a lot of the experts from around the country are going to be coming here to Shasta County. We warned prior to this election, back in December and January and February that we had dirty voter rolls. Those rolls were not cleaned up. We are getting information throughout this last several months about just how widespread that is. Mm-hmm. And from the work from Dr. Frank, it appears that of the 48 counties, that 47 have a systematic and routine pattern of dirty voter rolls, which shows a computer manipulation.
Well, they front load their side, like we've seen in every election in the last, I don't know how many years. All of it, when the first votes come in, it always leans heavily left. That's because all the left votes early.
Well, but actually we've analyzed that and that's not true either.
Yeah.
Right. So we're seeing a pattern that doesn't match the demographics of who's voting in that. And in the past, you never saw a lot of change from the very first drop. Throughout, you saw very little changes. Now, all of a sudden, we're seeing the first drop massive changes from what all the other drops are coming in after that. Mathematically, that's very difficult to get to. They're going to need to explain that, and I believe we're going to have experts coming in from around the country to get to the bottom of it, to explain it. We do want to make sure that we treat everyone fairly. We want to make sure we have correct elections. That's why I created and put up on the agenda, and it was supported, the Shasta County Election Commission, to do just these things, to look at each and every aspect of the elections to restore trust with the voters, because we're not there yet.
Well, and if you've got a DA, and that's where this all started out, who won't prosecute anybody for anything that's on the left? I mean, we see it over and over. I just did a search for Stephen King in my emails. I could sit here and scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll.
You know, and I said I had 1,000. I don't even know how many I had because it was endless, right? I mean, I read one or two of them. They're all about the same, and it went roll after roll after roll, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. I may have several thousand. I don't know.
So these guys are practicing lawfare. There's no question about it. Donnie Chamberlain, been involved in this. One of the people that sent out, they sent out to do the, and I ended up on the front page of the Modesto Bee and the Sacramento Bee as being the assaulter in chief, you know. There's no proof of assault. There was no conviction. There was no charges. There's no nothing. But the one they sent out, I did a little background check on the person who wrote one of the articles. She comes from Stanford and specialized in lawfare.
Yeah.
See, so what it is attack your political opponents, and they're doing it illegally, but there's no one to hold their feet to the fire for accountability, because if you put DAs through this election system in there that won't prosecute anybody but their political enemies, that's a problem.
Well, look at who's been appointed in that office.
Yeah, no, and it's it's a concern. But again, as I said in the last show, that as long as we keep, we don't stop fighting, and you know, we're fighting hard for Shasta County and all things Shasta County. Keep putting the pressure. Ultimately, we will win. We just have to be, relentless in our pursuit whatever.
So what you're saying is you're going to remain active.
Well, yeah, actually, you know, we're going to be very busy this year, so we got a lot of work to do. So that's on my mind these next 9 months while I'm in office. What's nice about being out of office come January is that now I'll be able to talk to all supervisors. I won't be under the Brown Act any longer.
Right.
I can help support and do things that I wasn't able to do as a sitting supervisor. So for those people that think I'll quietly fade away and start knitting, probably not the case.
Are you going to crochet then?
I want a green sweater.
I guess we have a caller on the line. I believe it's Gavin. Are you there, Gavin?
Oh, it's the governor.
Yes.
I didn't want to go there.
If your last name is Newsom, or I'm sorry, Newsom, we're hanging up. Is this Gavin? Hey, or is this...
I came before him.
Oh.
Well, that could be good or that could be bad. What you got, though, for us?
Okay, I was this week on George Norrie Coast to Coast when they had a hot topic guest that had a very large audience that's usually in the millions, a local homeless advocate for homeless veterans. I think his name was Chris, but I'm not sure. I'm sure Patrick knows who it is. Went on and said that Shasta County has armed militiamen running around in Cottonwood and Palo Cedro, and that the Shasta County Board of Supervisors has 3 active militia members on it, and he maligned Shasta County as ultra-conservative, the usual, trope, the right-wing ultra-conservative militia-inspired Shasta County recall voter from the Modi days, stuff that they used to say. He said it all with millions of listeners and had George Norrie aghast, like, oh, my gosh, I didn't know that type of thing was going on. It was very hilarious, but it was sad because he could malign Patrick that way.
Well, and thanks, Kim. And now Chris Olberg, he's well known here, and he's a far left leaning individual. Thank God we have militia members here in Shasta County because they do great work. And in fact, if I remember right, a well regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Mm-hmm. That's why these guys police practice. But, you know, for the national media, unfortunately, as soon as you say militia, immediately a negative connotation is that these guys are racist and skinheads and things like this. That's simply not the case here. It's typical for Chris to make these types of connections. The Northern California Division of the militia is a very good group of people. They help their community. They're basically an armed neighborhood watch, and you know, they do great work. And I like the guys. I know them. But to say and then to say that three members of the board are militia members. Well, in actuality, none of our board members are members of the militia, but. But if they were, I wouldn't have any problem with it at all. So it's just Chris spewing out falsities and attempting to make Shasta County and the militia look bad. But I would go on the record for saying that I'm very thankful that we have a local militia. The guys are doing a good job. A shout out to Woody Clendenin and all the guys.
Yeah, anything to badmouth parts of the Constitution that make it irrelevant, so that you know, it seems like that for some reason militia, it should, I mean, that should be a good thing, being on the militia, not a bad thing. Of course,
in California, all adult males 18 to 54 can be called up by the governor and automatically be turned into militia.
Yeah, but that's different.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Missed that memo.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the call, Gavin.
All right, there.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
All right, so I've got a series here, and this kind of feathers into what we're talking about here. Elon Musk posted this over the weekend. It's an interesting discussion how mind viruses are created and amplified. And I think that's what we're really dealing with here at all levels in this country. And this is an interview that was done with a KGB defector back in 1984, and G. Edward Griffin did the interview. And there's four stages of this psychological implosion of American society that they're talking about. So I want to play this, and we'll do one through four here. And this was posted also by Ben Carlson, not Ben Carson, but Ben Carlson. And I want to play each one of these. And the first stage that they talk about here is demoralization. And so here's let me get set up here. I'm not set up yet. So I'm going to play this real quick. Are we ready to go in there, Chris? I got a thumbs up. And this starts going into what we're talking about here.
Ideological subversion is the slow process, which we call either ideological subversion or active measures, активные мероприятия in the language of the KGB, or psychological warfare. What it basically means is to change the perception of reality of every American to such an extent that despite of the abundance of information, no one is able to come to sensible conclusions in the interest of defending themselves, their families, their community, and their country. It's a great brainwashing process which goes very slow, and it's divided in four basic stages. The first one being demoralization. It takes from 15 to 20 years to demoralize a nation. Why that many years? Because this is the minimum number of years which requires to educate one generation of students in the country of your enemy, exposed to the ideology of the enemy. In other words, Marxism-Leninism ideology is being pumped into the soft heads of at least three generations of American students without being challenged or counterbalanced by the basic values of Americanism, American patriotism. The demoralization process in the United States is basically completed already. For the last 25 years, actually it's overfulfilled, because demoralization now reaches such areas where previously not even Comrade Andropov and all his experts would even dream of such a tremendous success. Most of it is done by Americans to Americans, thanks to lack of moral standards. As I mentioned before, exposure to true information does not matter anymore. A person who was demoralized is unable to assess true information. The facts tell nothing to him. Even if I shower him with information, with authentic proof, with documents, with pictures, even if I take him by force to the Soviet Union and show him concentration camp, he will refuse to believe it until he is going to receive a kick in his fat bottom. When a military boot crashes his balls, then he will understand, but not before that. That's the tragic of the situation of demoralization.
So I think that really hits home to what we're kind of talking about here. I mean, you got most of these people that are coming out of the universities, they're uneducated, or they're indoctrinated with this Marxist philosophy, and they don't even know that's what they are. I mean, I've mentioned it up at the Board of Supervisors meeting on several occasions, and last one I heard, I wasn't able to attend, but I was listening to it through the live feed. They're talking about social justice. What happened to justice? What is social justice?
Well, and when Dr. Frank was here in December and I did a town hall with him, I had made the comment that, you know, we have to fight to keep America. And he said, you've already lost America. You're going to have to fight to get it back.
Right.
And that was discouraging. But the reality is what he has seen would make that statement correct.
That's why they're after the children. Just like that guy said, that's why they introduce all this stuff earlier and earlier and earlier. So they never
desensitizing them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Desensitizing
so
them.
Let's,
right.
There's like three more clips, and they're all about a minute. And I think it really puts this whole thing together on what we're dealing with more and more. Here we go.
The next stage is destabilization. This time, subverter does not care about your ideas and the patterns of your consumption. Whether you eat junk food and get fat and flabby, it doesn't matter anymore. This time, and it takes only from 2 to 5 years to destabilize a nation, what matters is essentials. Economy, foreign relations, defense systems. And you can see it quite clearly that in some areas, in such sensitive areas as defense, an economy, the influence of Marxist-Leninist ideas in the United States is absolutely fantastic. I could never believe it 14 years ago when I landed in this part of the world that the process will go that fast.
So that's number two clip. Here's number three. And then this is another 45 seconds, and this outlines number four tenet of this, crisis and normalization.
Normalization is a cynical expression borrowed from Soviet propaganda. When the Soviet tanks moved into Czechoslovakia in 68, Comrade Brezhnev said, now the situation in brotherly Czechoslovakia is normalized. This is what will happen in the United States if you allow all these schmucks to bring the country to crisis, to promise people all kind of goodies and the paradise on earth, to destabilize your economy, to eliminate the principle of free market competition, and to put a big brother government in Washington, D.C., with benevolent dictators like Walter Mondale, who will promise lots of things, never mind whether the promises are fulfillable or not.
We're starting to see the plan here. Okay, so this is the last one, and let's listen to it, because so this guy's a KGB defector. Okay, he's not just talking out his hat here. This is what they had planned to do. And this is 1984, so obviously the Mondale reference. But at the end of this clip, this is about 30 seconds, he tells you exactly how they treated the people that implemented this.
Your leftists in the United States, all these professors and all these beautiful civil rights defenders, they are instrumental in the process of the subversion only to destabilize the nation. When their job is completed, they are not needed anymore. They know too much. Some of them, when they get disillusioned, when they see that Marxist-Lenin has come to power, obviously they get offended. They think that they will come to power. That will never happen, of course. They will be lined up against the wall and shot.
That's how this ends, if we don't stop it.
Well, to your point, I got a headline here. West Point removes duty, honor, country from mission statement.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're dealing with. So my point is, you can't deal honorably with these people. You can't reason with these people. You can't talk to these people. You have to do everything you can to get them out of power, get them out of control of anything and start implementing the constitutional republic that we were founded on to get back to freedom and individual rights, because where we're headed consolidates all the power into these people that who do selective prosecutions. Tyranny is arbitrary abuse of power, so they can arbitrarily pick and choose their enemies, and those are the ones that they go after.
Well, and what was interesting when I was campaigning and walking neighborhoods this last go round, wherever you saw a house with an American flag properly posted, I always had very good conversations with them. They were always very friendly, very patriotic, and it was very different when you saw a rainbow flag or some of these others, right? I mean, it was night and day difference. Unfortunately, I didn't see a lot of American flags, which was disappointing.
Hmm. Well, it is what it is. I got another 40 second clip here, and this is from Dan Smoot in 1966, and he explains a little bit of what we're dealing with as well.
A constitutional republic, not a democracy. The ideal of a democracy is universal equality. The ideal of a constitutional republic is individual liberty. A democracy always degenerates into dictatorship, which promises government-guaranteed equality and security, but it delivers nothing but poverty and serfdom for the people it robs and rules. America was founded as a constitutional republic to safeguard the liberties of the people against the tyranny of democracy or of one-man dictatorship. In this century, great strides have been made toward the goal of subverting our republic into a democracy. The foremost tactic of the subverters is subversion of language. By calling America a democracy until people thoughtlessly accept and use the term, the totalitarians have obscured the real meaning of our principles of government. That is a summary of my report on a constitutional republic, not a democracy.
So I think we're kind of seeing it. I think we have to go to a break here, too. So let's go to our break. And
if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
So it kind of feathers into what we're talking about. I mean,
I've been growing older on with life, but that don't mean I always act that way. Still ain't backing down from any fight. Just pick your bout the ones I pick these days. Still ain't running faster than my demons. I still got my problems with my pride. Still looking for a reason for my reasons. Luckily, I still ain't out of time. And I've lived and I've learned. I've crashed and I've burned every bridge that's tried to cross me. Misspent some days that cost me. Everything with anything. Damn sure there's so many things I wish I had the chance to not get wrong. Now that I'm over the hill I'm dying on. It's taking me this long to get up here.
Yeah, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags, so until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Five Women Wearing the Same Dress, written by Alan Ball, directed by Erin Haney Stewart. Five Women Wearing the Same Dress is a comedic exploration of love and friendship as five diverse bridesmaids find solace in a bedroom during a wedding reception, revealing the complexities of their relationship. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store reading and at the door. Five Women Wearing the Same Dress, March 8th through 24th at the Riverfront Playhouse. Sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
I have a show in constant sorrow. It's in trouble all its day. I've been shadowed. Demonetized. Notifications won't work for days. Notifications won't work for days. Oh, three long years I've been in trouble. Shadow banned and don't subscribe. Susan Wojcicki deemed our content classified.
I'm not sure what happened.
Keep going.
There. Then I hired a man who was half Asian. He practiced law, that's what they say. Now he sticks it to those big tech bitches. He puts the lips in litigate. He puts the lips in litigate.
Yeah, it's a little Steven Crowder there. Well, happy St. Patrick's Day. Let's get it started right. I'll pull in some Irish fighting music here in the next segment. I don't know. That was pretty funny.
All right. Well, we got a couple callers. We are going to take Andrew from Bernie first. Hold the line, Stones. We will get to you. Andrew, are you there?
Yes, I am.
What you got this morning?
Well, yeah. Mark, you ever listen to, now it escapes me. Good night, he's a commentator. He does Martin Armstrong a lot. And what about the media and how they lie? Greg Hunter.
Greg.
We've had Greg Hunter on the program before.
Yeah, USA Watchdog.
Yeah.
Right, and I believe he's a credible source. I do believe him. He is commenting regularly on the approval polls of the imposter in the White House at this time.
Right.
And recently it's been 10-11% approval rating, which the media is saying 35-38%, whatever. And I believe they're lying. I believe Greg's sources, he has a Martin Armstrong is one, and another one he won't reveal because he's high up in the system, if you will. Recently, before the State of the Union, the Biden was at 9%, according to their polls. After that, they normally get a bump. After the State of the Union,
he dropped.
No, a negative. It's down to 8%. Kamala is even lower than that. And I think Kennedy, one of the Kennedys says, there's popular chlamydia. Recently, on the radio, he made that statement, these people. But I do believe the media needs to be addressed. I know they're the only institution that has guaranteed by rights in the Bill of Rights with the freedom of the press, But what do we do if they're lying?
Well, that's why that what it is when that was put into the Constitution, they believed that there would be competition. So even if the liars were talking, you would have counteracting, stories to that. And we're starting to finally see that now, because for a long time, our media was so total controlled across the board. And I believe it's directly related to the Federal Reserve, you know, printing money and buying up all of the press. But now that we've got an internet that's starting to understand what's going on, you're starting to see more and more outlets that are coming out that you have alternative listening to. So they're not having a monopoly on the news you're hearing. And you know, thus you look at Joe Rogan. I mean, he just signed a deal for $250 million over at Spotify because people are tired of listening to the lies that have any brains.
Yeah, more conservatives are starting to do podcasts and stuff in all different areas across the board.
For years, this is where I've been getting my news. And you got to remember, in 2011, Obama signed this and made it lawful in the Smith-Mundt Act to put propaganda in the news feeds. I don't know, not many are aware of that. But that is fact. So,
But you know what you know what you're seeing, though, Andrew, is you're seeing the old media is dying. And it's getting to the point where they're not going to be able to cover it up much more, because CNN's going out of business. Look at the local newspaper going out of business. They had to go online to get any, you know, nobody buys into this crap except these left-wing idiots that have been so, indoctrinated to Marxism that they don't even know what they're indoctrinated to. They think they're Democrats.
Yeah, well, Democrats, you know I have neighbors and such who are that, but they don't realize what the party is standing for now. They're just, they've got blinders on.
Absolutely.
And they're good people. You know, I love them, but dang it. I didn't say damn it. Oops, I did.
All right. We appreciate you calling in, Andrew, as always.
Thanks.
Have a great day. And with that, we'll go to Stones. Good morning, Stones.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Are the hangers on still there?
Nope. Pat had to leave.
I was going to call them Klingons and not the Star Trek type. Hey, I love those guys. Hey, you remember the Terminator movie where Kyle's talking to Sarah Connor about the machines and says they cannot be bargained with, cannot be talked to?
Yeah,
that's what we're dealing with our local trigtards. They're triggered libtards, trigtards.
Did you get that one? Did you get that one private message I sent you?
I don't think so.
I'll resend it. It's something about tards.
Yeah, no, I didn't get it.
I'll resend it.
plenty happening as usual. And if I could just quick tangent on the militia, I am a member of the militia. Remember during the COVID debacle when some of our local businesses were harassed? Remember Waterworks Park was closed while the City of Reading Pool stayed open? Mm-hmm. Can I go down the list?
Yeah.
The militia put out a flyer, a large flyer, and handed it out to businesses that said, if you're harassed by a government official because you choose to stay open, here's a 24-hour phone number, and somebody from the militia will respond. The militia is very important. And, yes, the majority of the militia members are packing. Why? Because we're law-abiding citizens that have concealed weapons permits, so we're not prohibited possessors. So, yeah, so there is a little truth in that George Norrie story. Yeah, we're packing. You dang straight we're packing. And remember, most of us, a lot of us in the militia, are also former military. We took an oath to defend against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and we're fighting the domestic tyranny. So it's not rocket science, folks. This actually a fifth grader can understand this logic.
Right. I just want to clarify something. Not all militia members are males.
Absolutely. And, I didn't state any gender.
I just had to say that.
I stated no gender because we absolutely have both genders. There's only two genders, folks, and we have both of them.
Yes, there's only two.
In the militia. Yeah. a lot's coming. I heard you guys mention earlier the United Sovereign Americans. I believe Terry may have mentioned. So our board majority, our board of supervisor majority, they have the information on the United Sovereign Americans presentation on the federal legal violation and the constitutional violation in order to not declare certification of election because of those violations. Those same violations happened again because nothing's changed.
Right.
And we don't even need accusations of fraud. We simply only need the USA folks' legal justification to not declare certification. We're there. We're there. So it's going to be very interesting, regardless of the results of the election. I believe our board, and again, this is a peaceful remedy, right? We're still trying to stay peaceful, but in my opinion, our peaceful remedies are getting, that list is very, very short. And I believe if we don't take back this county by the election in November, if it goes back to establishment rhinos, in my humble opinion, I think the peaceful remedies are done at that point. And then whatever after that, but
it's going to be an interesting year no matter how you slice the pie, and I think there's going to be upheaval no matter what happens, because if the Marxists win these elections, then what's going to happen is that we're going to be rioting, and if we win the elections, they're going to be rioting, and in the meantime, we've got a world collapse of the economy. So, I think we've got problem, trouble ahead no matter what.
Yeah. I do have a question.
The whole world. Yes, go ahead.
About the certification, is there a time limit on that?
Registrar has 30 days from the date of the election to certify. They may ask for an extension through a court if they need an extension, but they don't typically do that. So 30 days from the date of the election is certification day. And then it's the Board of Supervisors they're expected by law to declare. They don't even have a choice. The law reads, shall declare the winners. However, that's assuming everything is done lawfully and above board, and there's no fraud.
Right.
So, again, our Board of Supervisors has a very interesting choice to make when this certification is presented, and it will be presented. And I believe that's the route we need to go to. Again, our peaceful remedies list is very, very short, and we need to use every one of them so that if we have to go to non-peaceful remedies, I say we, that's whoever, we can sleep really good at night knowing that we exhausted all peaceful remedies.
Right.
Well, more and more stuff's coming out. I mean, more and more information is getting out there into the general public because you're seeing more and more outlets that are starting to show it. It's you've got a fraction of the population that is so dumbed down. It reminds me of Nazi Germany. I mean, how do you talk all these people into saying there's nothing going on out there and you're not sending everybody to concentration camps?
Yeah, we're generations into the brainwashing, so, that's a huge paradigm shift. That's a huge demand. We're definitely not going to get enough folks in the peaceful. I don't know if we'll get them. I hope we do, obviously. We all want to have peaceful remedies. But, have we mentioned Mountaintop Times? So
no, we were going to, though.
Actually, I have that up on the list. I have that up on the list right now of stuff to do.
Cool.
Yeah, it's
so a lot's coming. We actually still have one of the things that I do here in this county is I read the laws, I interpret them, and the big deal that I do is I look for loopholes and gray areas. And we still have some gray area and some loophole, believe it or not, where we still may be able to hand count November, even under the current existing legal structure. And again, peaceful remedies.
You have to try and exhaust every moral peaceful remedy possible, because otherwise you're as bad as they are if you just start illegally doing things.
And one last point, and I'll go. Both sides have yelled and contested about elections, right?
That is right.
2016, the Democrats, the left, they contested and griped and yelled. And 2020, it was us. Here's the difference: we conservative, right leaning folks, even after we won elections, we're still trying to clean up the election system. When the left wins elections, they do not clean up the election system.
Because they don't care. They don't want it. They don't want a fair election. They want to win, and they don't care how it happens.
Correct. But that's a point that I think needs to be made a little more often. Anyway, I appreciate the time today, folks.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Like always, we appreciate it. And with that, we do have another caller. I believe it's Darren. Good morning, Darren.
Dar?
Oh, it's Dar.
Dar?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Dar. Sorry.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just have a question. I would like to see Mr. Jones run against Megan Dolly's seat in the assembly down there. We need him down there.
Well, that might be. You never know. That could be in the cards.
He ran before.
Well, they kind of aced him out over there at the Republican Central Committee, but that committee's changing, the dynamics of that committee's changing quite a bit, because he would have won that endorsement from them, but they kind of pulled a fast one over there. I was there, watched the whole thing, and they changed the rules in order to make sure that Megan Dolly. So we've got these, the big problem is, and I'm going to go into it a little bit, we've got these Republicans that, you know, just do whatever they're told lockstep with the central committees. But we're seeing a huge change.
There is a shift going on.
We just saw Rona McDaniels just got ousted out of the Republican Central, the Republican National Committee, because they're tired of all these rhinos in there that are, basically undermining and submarining all the efforts for conservatives to win.
I was going to say, you know, it used to be if you had an R after your name, everybody, you know, didn't question it. Now they're finding out, you need to question no matter what you have after your name and see what the person is and how the person is doing things. But Patrick did run for assembly back in 19. You never know.
Well, I'd like to see him down there. He's a good man, and I can't believe he lost. I can't believe he lost. I don't know what's wrong, but I think we're getting too many people from down south up here.
That could be.
I'm fed up. I haven't been a Republican for years. I vote that way
because you have to in the primaries.
The thing is, there's no Democrats that are Republicans, but there's a bunch of Republicans that are Democrats. That's the problem.
I'm so disappointed in Congress. You know, I don't understand how Joe Biden can get away with sending $80 billion to Iran and all these supplies over there to Hamas I was listening to a conservative talk show, and they said that over 70% of these people that we're feeding support Hamas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they want these wars. The industrial, machine. They want these wars, and Joe Biden is just their puppet. And this is how they keep their crises going and their war machine going and the takeover of these countries.
Well, he's a crook. His whole family is, as far as I'm concerned, crooked. I don't understand why he keeps on getting away with this stuff. American people better wake up, because if we are very close to losing our country.
Well,
great. But again, we need to get back to the votes. We need to have true and transparent votes and expose these people.
I'm going to play a clip real quick here, and it kind of goes to it. So if you got anything else, Star, we're going to move on.
Well, I just want to I don't understand why it took so long to count the votes.
Well, that's a good question, but that's, it's taken the same amount of time to count the votes now by hand as it did when we had, quote, the machine.
But I think
that's part of their plan.
But they'll do a recount in like a day.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have a good day. Happy Patent
Safe. All right. Same to you.
Here we go. All right. Let me play this real quick, and then we'll get to our caller.
America will exist a year from now?
I don't know, but it's looking like it's coming down to the main event between Trump and Biden
and RFK Jr.
and whoever they surprisingly replace Biden with.
Yeah.
But with so much riding on it, do you think this election will have integrity?
Wait, are you suggesting that all elections aren't 100% full of integrity?
No, I'm not really suggesting that.
Are you an election denier?
Are you an election denier?
That question's hard for me to process, but saying an election was stolen or could be stolen should be a high crime punishable by imprisonment. A lot of people have claimed such things, such as this one.
I believe he knows he's an illegitimate president. He knows.
You can run the best campaign. You can even become the nominee. And you can have the election stolen from you.
Yes. It's almost as though we're made to forget that such a credible person has said such things. Yeah, I'm just saying, with the upcoming election being so monumental, our votes are going to be really important.
I agree, so we should definitely vote early by mail-in ballots to help secure our election.
What?
Yeah, it's called ballot banking. A lot of Republicans are promoting it.
How does voting early by mail protect your vote?
Because it puts your vote in the hands of another person for a long period of time, where you get to have faith that they won't accidentally lose it, throw it away, or allow another single person to access it.
Huh.
And then on election day, they put it where it goes, where it will then be observed in a public way, starting at that point.
Did you know that if you vote in person on election day, then you just start at that point? You don't want to do that. Because remember with Carrie Lake's election, a lot of the voting machines accidentally shut down, coincidentally in Republican areas, leading to long, frustrating voting lines. And they accidentally had the wrong size machines that couldn't read the 20-inch paper ballots. Therefore, a lot of the votes didn't even get counted. So this disenfranchised a lot of voters, leading us to believe that in-person voting on election day is no good. And therefore, we as Republicans need to vote early by mail. It's called ballot banking, bro. Did you ever think that? Never have. At least not my own thoughts. Did you ever think that highly accidental debacle with Carrie Lake's election might have been a ploy to get Republicans to abandon the most secure way of voting, while getting them to willingly participate in a very unsecure way of voting while thinking it's the most secure way of voting? You clearly don't understand. It's called ballot banking. That sounds secure. Like, without even thinking about it, my mind automatically associates, like, Fort Knox with the word banking. And that word association makes me feel as though it's very secure without even having to think about it. Who exactly is trying to dissuade you from in-person voting to make our elections more secure? No, the RNC is doing what the DNC used to do. You know how the RNC is part of the Uniparty? Yep. And how over the years the RNC has spent plenty of time being at odds with President Trump, even though he's the people's choice? Yeah. And how you don't trust the RNC because they're an integral part of the establishment that you don't trust? Oh yeah. But you trust this initiative of theirs that seems to be built on a foundation of quicksand, where they're trying to get you to do what the Democrats were trying to get you to do in the last election? Yes, because their don't vote on election day by banking your ballots ahead of time initiative is phrased in a very convincing way, positioning the deceptive Democrats as our common enemy. Therefore, I think the RNC's on my side because I'm forgetting about the Uniparty right now. Unless it's a PSYOP. But I'm pretty sure the things I fall for aren't PSYOPs. Only stupid people fall for those. Agreed. And when I fall for them, I deny that they're PSYOPs and laugh at the term like it's a crazy made-up thing that never happens. Awesome. Plus, I sense that another disease will be coming where part of the cure is mail-in ballots, just like the last election. That one didn't work out so well. Yeah, that one didn't work out so well, but I expect the same thing done over again will garner a different result. Thus, as a good, obedient Republican, I will be participating in ballot banking by casting my vote early by mail. Well, I don't know about you, but I'll be voting in person on election day. Long lines, gonna be a hassle, gonna be worth it.
Yep, and with that, I guess we have another caller on the line. We've got Dick. Good morning, Dick. Are you there, Dick? Yep. Hello.
Hey.
Yeah.
You're on the air.
You know, Linda, last Sunday you mentioned the fact that 91-year-old Korean War veteran Joe Koska had died at Mercy Hospital.
That's correct.
Anyway, there's going to be services for him this coming Tuesday the 19th at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph Romans Catholic Church at 2040 Walnut Avenue. It's a church that's right opposite the main entrance of the Benton Airport, that church right there.
Okay. I appreciate
that. It's on a Tuesday, this coming Tuesday the 19th at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph Roman Catholic Church. For any friends who'd like to attend the service.
All right. Thank you for calling that in. I did have that on my list. We just hadn't got there yet. So that works great. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Linda.
All right.
Okay,
you bet. All right. Take care. Thanks, Dick.
Well, we're almost to the top of the hour. We need to hit the town hall. We got a few other things to hit. Maybe we should go through our sponsors, too.
Yeah, well, maybe when we come back. But I wanted to say, did you see where a bunch of female athletes are filing a lawsuit, geez, I can get it out, against the NCAA for allowing men to compete in women's sports?
I did see something about that.
I think that's great.
Yeah, well,
I think that's awesome. It's about time.
These people are brain dead.
Yeah, so anyway.
Rich, I resent you that email. Check on your Proton account.
So, One of our, do we want to do sponsors now or after the break?
We got a couple minutes if you
want to. Well, we got Crackmaster, of course, down there. Jeff Wurst down there on Market Street. Guess what? Yesterday going home from an appointment, I got a nice crack in my windshield now. It's like,
how do you get a nice crack?
It's not just little. It's really nice.
So what you're saying is it's a big crack.
Yeah. So I get to go see Jeff down there that guarantees his work. He knows me when I call up. He goes, oh, it's Linda again. But, you know, he guarantees his work down there. I don't know what I'd do without him.
I think we need to go see him, too. I think we have a smaller crowd.
No, I got a really good one. So anyway, he's located down there at 3208 South Market Street. Or give him a call, 530-241-8373. Come on, support local businesses. He's a veteran. Great guy down there. Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, we also want to talk about Julie Foster, Allstate Insurance Agents. She's down there in Red Bluff at 810 Main Street, 530-527-5534. She's the best in the business, and she will take care of all your insurance needs. Also, Luke Pearson Construction, Custom Homes and Excavating, 530-605-9575, licensed and bonded. Do you want to do a shout out to Marty McGill at Clear Creek Microgreens? I'm pretty sure they're probably going to be setting up the farmers market downtown pretty soon.
Yeah, that would be good.
Also, Mountaintop Media, Mountaintop Times. We've got a new
newspaper in the area.
A new sheriff in town here.
On Substack.
So you can go to mountaintoptimes.substack.com. And start getting local news over there, because you can't get any local news from the
You can get local news, but that doesn't mean that it's correct with what they're reporting, you know? They lie.
Every story I've ever seen, they don't either give the full story or they take away from the story so you don't get the truth of the story, which is lying by omission, you know? And I won't even talk to them anymore, you know, because every time I've ever had an interview or talked to them or been involved in a news story, they have skewed the facts to the point all you get is a soundbite that actually doesn't tell you the truth, but tells you a point of view that they want you to see.
Well, that depends, you know, if you're on the right or the left, I guess, how much time you get.
Well, they're all on the left.
I mean, but anyway, this gives another alternative source through Mountaintop Media. So that's great.
Mountaintop Times. I think you can get to a link. I'll have to check from mountaintopmedia.com. But
we'll look during the break.
Mountaintoptimes.substack.com. And I think we're about ready to go.
All right. And with that, we will take a break, and we will see you after the town hall. See you in a few.
Burgers and fries. The Chicago-based company says the outage was caused by a third-party technology provider. It began early in the morning on Friday and continued for most of the day. System failures were reported worldwide, shutting some restaurants for hours on end. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. The government will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000 with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may be entitled to a significant financial reward for your Camp Lejeune claim and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement with your VA benefits fully protected. But the deadline for filing is fast approaching, so you need to act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune, and with the deadline coming, you need to call now or you may forever lose your right to a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-774-9900. 800-774-9900. 800-774-9900.
Producers of extra virgin olive oil in Italy are not happy with the results of a new poll that says most Italians have cut back due to high prices.
Italian producers are pushing back against the data, saying sales of higher quality Italian extra virgin olive oil are actually higher. Massimo Selli, a restaurant owner in Italy, says people may choose less high quality oils to save on other things, but we will continue to use olive oil.
L'olio è un alimento
David Granieri, an olive-growing consortium executive, argues oil is not a commodity. Oil is a food that's the basis of the Mediterranean diet, and that in any case plays a fundamental and also socially relevant role. I'm Charles de la Tesma.
Lava from a volcano eruption in Iceland flowing toward defenses around the town of Grindavik. So far, they've holed up, but there may have to be an evacuation. This is townhall.com. Major fraud cases hitting a Native American tribe.
A Navajo state senator in Arizona is hoping for final approval of her bill to tighten regulations for rehab facilities amid widespread fraud that has bilked hundreds of millions of Medicaid dollars. The legislation by Senator Teresa Huftali was unanimously approved by the Senate and then sent to the House. The vote comes the same week a lawsuit has been filed against Arizona's Medicaid program. That in the case of two Native Americans who died while in rehab programs. Jason Walker reporting.
Today is Sunday, March the 17th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including former NSA director and former CIA chief Michael Hayden. He is 79 years old today. Actor Patrick Duffy is 75. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sovereign Minds.
Now we are.
Second hour of Sovereign Minds, and let's go right into our town hall, and then we'll come back with some more info that needs to be disseminated out to the general public because the mainstream legacy media is lacking in not only morality, but actual facts. Here we go.
Welcome to this week's Town Hall News Brief. I'm Phoebe Johnson, your host, here with the latest local updates. In a tight recall election, Supervisor Kevin Cry is clinging to his District 1 seat by a razor-thin margin of just 46 votes. With 50.25% of the votes in his favor, Cry's political fate hangs in the balance as an estimated 1,208 ballots remain uncounted. The next ballot update, scheduled for March 22nd, could make or break the conservative majority on the Board of Supervisors through 2024. Meanwhile, in other races, Supervisor Mary Rickard faces a likely runoff against Corky Harmon in District 3, while Alan Long narrowly avoids a runoff in District 2 with 50.31% of the vote. Matt Plummer leads incumbent Patrick Jones in District 4 with 59.69% of the vote. Measures C and D establishing term limits and charter county status, respectively, are both passing with significant margins. Stay tuned as this dramatic political saga unfolds. From the ballot box to the doctor's office, Reading is grappling with a different kind of crisis, a severe shortage of family and specialty doctors. Patients are struggling to find care, and even Dr. James Moo, Shasta County's public health officer, is searching for a replacement for his 32-year-old practice. Medical centers are pulling out all the stops to attract new doctors, from residency programs to financial incentives, but the shortage persists. With an estimated 50 to 100 new doctors needed to meet regional demand and the state bracing for a potential shortfall of 4,100 primary
primary care providers by 2030, Reading's medical community is working tirelessly to find a cure for this pressing issue. As the healthcare battle rages on, March brings a reminder of the importance of transparency and accountability in local government. It's Grand Jury Awareness Month, and the Shasta County Grand Jury is in the spotlight for its crucial role in investigating public concerns and monitoring the performance of county administrations, cities, schools, and special districts. These dedicated citizens are on a mission to uncover the truth and promote the community's best interests, whether prompted by complaints or self-initiated. Serving on the grand jury is a rewarding opportunity to gain insight into local government processes and contribute to positive change through influential reports. Visit www.shastacounty.gov/grandjury to learn more. From the halls of justice to the heart of the community, Shasta County's volunteer firefighters are igniting a passion for service. The Shasta County Fire Recruit Academy recently concluded an 11-week training program for new volunteer firefighters from various local fire departments. These approximately 250 members of the Shasta County Fire Department spread across 19 locations are the backbone of the community's safety net. After completing their training, which included live fire exercises, the recruits returned to their respective departments as full-fledged first responders. Their dedication and commitment to serving the community are truly commendable and make a significant difference in ensuring the safety of Shasta County residents. And finally, from the front lines of firefighting to the front lines of academic excellence, two seventh graders from Shasta County have proven their spelling prowess, earning them a spot in the state spelling bee competition. Grace McCullough from Reading School of Arts and Nusheen Abdul-Mohammadi from Grant School were crowned co-champions after correctly spelling scullion and sanguinary in the 19th round. Abdul-Mohammadi, a seasoned competitor, will make her third appearance at the state level. The duo will proudly showcase their skills at the upcoming competition in Stockton on April 27th, representing their schools and the county. Thank you for listening to your Town Hall Brief. Become part of the conversation at Shasta Lake Town Hall on Facebook or at Town Hall News on X, formerly Twitter.
All right.
Okay.
So before we go on to anything else, let's play this because we got to get this day started properly with a little Irish music. Okay, that is Dropkick Murphys, a little shipping up to Boston there.
All right, before we went to break, yes, you can get to the news feed or find Mountaintop Times at Mountaintop Media. There is a link there under okay, news.
Very good. A couple things about the town hall there that we just can't let some stuff go. I mean, you know, it's like healthcare. Yeah, we all got insurance, but there are no doctors. Gee, who did anybody predict that? Yeah, we've all got insurance from the government, but the doctors all quit because there's no incentive because they're all going to be treated the same, just like in a communist.
Right, and we hear all the time at the Board of Super, they need to hire more. Well, how can you hire more if there's nobody to hire?
That's exactly right.
And we have to pay for it, but look at all the illegals get to come in and they get it for free.
You mean undocumented newcomers?
Oh, no, yeah, that's it.
Kind of like that Republican Democrat or that, you know, Republic, Constitutional Republic, a democracy thing. Yeah, we'll just keep saying it over and over again. We'll change the meaning of the words because illegal alien sounds like they're here doing
illegally. Which yeah, they are, which is true. But
the undocumented newcomer just sounds like, a guy who showed up at your school and forgot to register.
Yeah, the poor people.
And we went from a surplus of $100 billion in California and gave free health care to all the undocumented newcomers. And now we are now running a deficit. Last I heard was like about $70 billion in 1 year. Gee, what could go wrong? Let's just give all of our wealth away to everybody in the world, and then we'll all be poor together in the utopian dream that Lenin,
Yeah, it's so crazy. You can't make it up. All the systems are getting overloaded. What did you think would happen when you're letting so many undocumented newcomers come in.
There's no open borders. You know, it's like we heard this from Biden. You know, there's no open borders, and all of a sudden, we know what's going on at the border. I got this little clip from Dana Harvey I want to play. It's about a minute, and it just tells you exactly what's going on. He does a pretty good Joe Biden here. Here we go.
I started with Biden because the border's all the rage now. Everyone's crazy for the border.
Mm-hmm.
So I did Biden 3 years ago, and he's at a press conference. You know, Mr. President, do you have any idea how you're going to handle the crisis at the border? And Biden's like, first of all, let's get our facts straight. There's no crisis at the border. Come on. And he goes, how do you know, sir? He goes, because it says so on the piece of paper. Come on. It says on the paper. There's a paper right there. And then recently, everyone wants to close the border. Everyone's screaming. Biden's up there. I'll close the border harder than anyone's ever closed the border. I know how to close borders. Come on, Jack. And the press is like, but last time, get your facts straight. I'll beat you the hell out of you. Will you, dog pace upon his shoulder? Come on. Let's do some push-ups. I'll close the border like nobody's ever closed it. The border patrol, the border can't believe it's not butter.
I know. That's a great clip.
Oh, boy.
That's so truthful.
This is totally true.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things that are changing out there. I've got another clip on the January 6th stuff that I'm
Oh, there is so much more information coming out on January 6th about how they lied about so many things.
It was a setup.
Mm, yeah.
Interesting. I was looking at the chat room here.
Is there going to be other people prosecuted instead of them running people up, you know, rounding people up that were there? Because.
I was just looking at the chat room. Chain of custody.
Oh, yeah.
Metal band. Good one, Jay. Oh, boy. I don't know.
January 6th is just, if you go on other media, you can find a lot of information that's coming out showing exactly what they were doing, how they were doing it prior to January 6th and January 6th, how they're lying about everything.
And this new revelations that have come out about the bomb by the DNC and the Republican headquarters. So I'm going to play this short clip.
In charge of the cameras?
Right. Well, I'm going to play this short clip from The Crossroads. This is Epic Times, and this is blah, 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 blah. I didn't get his name here, but here we go. This is from Epic Times, anyway.
The narrative on January 6th is changing as the new findings that are coming out now demonstrate that the public was lied to. Congress released a comprehensive report on this. First off, it says Nancy Pelosi made the unprecedented decision to refuse to appoint minority members chosen by the minority to the select committee. They hired Hollywood producers to assist with their primetime hearings. They refused to adopt rules allowing them to operate without limits to project their predetermined narrative to the world. The subcommittee recovered over 100 deleted or password-protected files. This is, of course, when Republicans took it over. Democrats deleted some of the real sensitive records. The select committee colluded with Fannie Willis. Well, folks, and this is one of the biggest ones in my opinion, it says that Fulton County District Attorney wrote to the select committee seeking assistance with her prosecution of President Trump. Select committee staff met with representatives from her office, meaning they were working together behind the scenes. And the misrepresentation of facts, the hiding of evidence, the Hollywood show they put on through their committee, all of these things where they falsified evidence, deleted evidence, hid evidence, and then only showed you what they wanted you to see, only showed you the things that fit their pre-established narrative. They then used that to inform prosecutors who were going after their political enemy.
Hey, it's okay, though. That's all good because Trump's the devil and he's got yellow skin orange skin.
No,
it's not
orange good. Man.
Orange man is bad. And, you know, what cracks me up is they can't even come up with anything good that he did wrong. Russia collusion. Oh, he raped somebody. They proved it in court. No, they didn't. It was a civil thing and they still have it over and it's on appeal. And he didn't get convicted of anything.
Exactly, because it's all been lies, but they've been hitting him since he, you know, started getting into office, running for office.
And, of course, in order to do a factual report in Congress, you have to hire Hollywood because they know how to report the facts. They're not skewed at all. Hollywood is factual. We know that. Otherwise, we wouldn't need them. And, isn't it protocol that you always delete your files? I know it's okay to smash your cell phones and delete all your server files if you're in the Hillary Clinton, you know, and all that.
What about having, you know, files all over the place? I mean, like Joe Biden, he's got files over here. He's got files in the basement. He's got files upstairs. He's got files in his car. He's got files over there.
Hey, you want to?
Either he doesn't have any brain cells, which we know.
You want to have a push-up contest?
Yeah, you know, it's like, okay, come on, you know?
I want to rub the hair on my legs and watch.
Do we really have to go there with the sick...
But it's so true.
Yes.
It's like everything, it's all lawfare. We know it. It doesn't legal, not legal. It doesn't matter to these people. They will make anything up. They have no moral compass. They don't believe in right and wrong. What they believe is exactly what Marxists believe. The end justifies the means. It doesn't matter how you get the utopia
as long as I feel good.
It doesn't matter if you kill a few million people getting there. You're going to get to utopia. It's all right. Yeah. It's all good. Are you getting to utopia? Well, I don't know. I might be a casualty. Oh, that's fine. Yeah.
Until it's not.
Yeah, until
until it's not. And they go, guess what? You get to go to the train station, too.
Until, like the Soviet guy said, until they kick you right in the old, cojones and step on
them. That's
what
I'm saying.
So then it's like there's a sudden wake-up call. Hey, I thought this was supposed to be forever. Yeah, this is utopia. No.
Yeah. You didn't tell me what the train ride was going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... And now, you've got, it's like, you can't make this crap up, but, it's true that, what we've got is we've got, problems with the media. We got problems in our government, lawfare. They've all been educated, you know, coming out of these, colleges with, we're so much smarter than you guys because we got indoctrinated by Che Guevara. And his guys, because they're much smarter and they would never twist Hollywood, you know, they're factual too.
Yeah. Isn't it Trump said that when he gets back into office, he was gonna like close a lot of the universities and stuff and do a Trump University?
Fascist!
Or American, I forget what it was, yeah, because, yeah, there's no problem with our school system and education, right?
It's all good as long as you're not telling them the truth and turning them into little tyrannical fascists.
As long as you're getting your funding from China.
And China Joe
and everything, yeah.
There you go. Yeah. So I want to play a clip. Here's another one from JP, and it's kind of an interesting thing. We had a whistleblower that was testifying against the large corporation Boeing, and all of a sudden he's dead. Because, you know, and he even said...
He committed suicide.
Well, he even told one of his friends, if you find me dead...
yeah, if something happens to me...
I didn't commit suicide.
I didn't do it.
I want to live! All right, here we go.
There is word tonight a former Boeing whistleblower who raised safety issues was found dead from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Good evening. If you're currently still alive, it means you haven't given testimony against a major corporation lately. Congratulations. Our top stories tonight. A Boeing whistleblower is found dead of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. How could it be anything other than that? And a bill called the Pfizer Amendment seeks to put you in prison for 3 years if you speak negatively about their definitely life-saving mRNA products. While a Canadian bill seeks to put you in prison for life for saying words. And Candace Owens is staking her entire professional reputation on what she's calling the biggest political scandal in history. What is it? Stay tuned to find out. But first, Boeing whistleblower John Barnett has been found dead. And for the sake of Boeing's legal defense, luckily, dead as a doornail. Barnett was a Boeing quality manager with the company for over 3 decades. What happened here? Well, let's find out.
After Barnett raised concerns of safety standards being violated to Boeing, they ignored him. He then turned whistleblower in 2019, telling the BBC that Boeing had compromised safety in trying to get their 787 Dreamliner off the production line faster. Then, just days before his rather untimely death, Barnett gave testimony in a bombshell lawsuit against Boeing. John Barnett was due to give the second part of his testimony, but very unfortunately and very conveniently could not, due to what authorities are calling an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. He must have really wanted to stop himself from giving the second part of his testimony. Is Barnett's apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound consistent with the apparent self-inflicted gunshot wounds that other whistleblowers or Clinton associates have been inflicted with? Is it reminiscent of Epstein's self-inflicted broken neck and strangulation that he definitely suicided himself with? Answer? Just like in all those cases, no one would possibly have motive to silence the victim, therefore the trusted narrative is suicide. And you're crazy if you question that. So much so that we'll probably be censoring you on it soon. And for the record, apparent self-inflicted gunshot wounds are going around. Are contagious. It's that time of year. And for those who think Boeing looks suspicious here, it's not like Barnett had any dirt on them that he wasn't able to provide because he died before he could give the second part of his testimony. Though the FAA found unacceptable quality control issues when they audited Boeing, and it's reported that the auditors found that Boeing failed 33 out of 89 product audits, and Spirit AeroSystems, which makes Boeing's 737 body, failed 7 out of 13 product audits. And it was also reported that Boeing mechanics were using hotel key cards and Dawn dish soap as methods of cutting corners for assembling the jets. And one of the noted failures had to do with the installation of the aircraft's door plug. This just in! In January, a door plug blew out during an Alaska Airlines flight. So let's just look at the facts and acknowledge that Boeing had nothing to hide and John Barnett had nothing on them. So there is no cause to be suspicious about him being killed after giving testimony and before he could give the second part of his testimony. You know, if I was a betting man, I think in his second testimony, he just would have been praising Boeing. You know? And in other news, over across the pond in France, a bill has been introduced where if you speak negatively about Pfizer's mRNA life-saving technology, then you can face 3 years in prison and a 45,000 euro fine. It's called the Pfizer Amendment. Take a look at this clip from the High Wire.
Provocation to abandon or abstain from following therapeutic or prophylactic medical treatment is punishable by 1 year of imprisonment and a fine of 15,000 euros. When this abandonment or abstention is presented as beneficial for health of the persons targeted, when it is, in the state of medical knowledge, clearly likely to result in serious consequences for their physical or psychological health, taking into account the pathology from which they suffer. Now it goes on, and there's one more line here. It says, when the provocation provided for in the first two paragraphs has been followed by effects, meaning someone actually had a problem because they followed that, the penalties are increased to 3 years of imprisonment and a fine of 45,000 euros. And then it goes on to talk about when these offenses are committed through the written or audiovisual press.
When you break it down, Pfizer has paid the largest criminal fine in U.S. history, $2.3 billion. That makes them, technically speaking, a criminal organization. And these criminals are trying to set up a law that labels and punishes innocent people doing free speech as the criminals. This is brilliant, and all for your protection, as expected. Criminals get you labeled as the criminals. It's not even a little Orwellian. Not even a little bit. Well, not everyone agrees on that. Presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. tweeted about the Pfizer Amendment, saying, "It's hard to comprehend the Orwellian dystopian nightmare into which the Western world is now plummeting. I have long said these pharmaceutical companies are more like transnational rogue governments. Imagine not being allowed to speak ill of a corporation, even when they kill your family members." And he says that like it's a bad thing. Ah, the guy is just so unwilling to play ball. But will France's Pfizer amendment be passed into law where you could be sentenced to 3 years in prison for speaking unapproved words about the company? As a news organization, we would just like to say...
Brought to you by Pfizer.
We hope so. And in other news, Canada is trying to pass a law where you could face life in prison for hate speech. What is hate speech? Anything they hate for you to say. Nothing else to look into on this one. It'll be for the greater good. No downside. Meanwhile, President Biden then called Laken Riley by the wrong name, but made up for it by apologizing to her murderer for calling him an illegal. A criminal who is here illegally and illegally murdered a young woman got the apology for being called an illegal. And that makes the most sense. Also, Candace Owens is reporting that France's first lady was actually born a man. Is this Big Mike French Point O? Look into it and you be the judge. That's it for today's news. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got to go help my good friends at Boeing hide a murder weapon that's from something completely unrelated. Good night.
Boy. Talk about hitting a lot of stuff. You know, it's like we've been talking about. These people accuse everybody else exactly of what they're doing. You're the criminal, even though they're doing all the criminal activity.
Right.
This is totally, you know, right out of 1984.
Well, we were talking earlier about the doctor shortage and all of that. We'll see if you talk against Pfizer across the pond. Well, they just put you in prison or trying to, so that, you know, so you don't have to worry about a doctor shortage. They'll just get rid of you.
You know, it's just crazy. And then, you know, you got Fannie Willis or Fannie something. Trump came out and said it's spelled A-A-S-S. But Fannie was in collusion with the Democrat committee on J6, trying to figure out how to prosecute Trump. That's not lawfare. That's going after the orange man with lawfare, which should be legal because we said it was.
Yeah, that's it. And before we went to, we were talking earlier about, I said, mentioned something about Donald Trump, you know, about the colleges. He said what he was going to do was reclaim the campuses that he asserts are dominated by Marxist maniacs and lunatics.
Gee, what could, why not? Gee, what a fascist.
I know. What a terrible orange man.
He probably reads Mein Kampf at night.
Yeah,
so it's just ridiculous. This whole thing, this lawfare, all of it, and all these idiots that are just completely sucked into this crap. But I don't know. Maybe they're going to get someplace in their utopian dream, but I think we should probably go to a break.
I think we're at a break time, man. We'll pick up some other stories on the other side. If you want to call in, the number is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Hey guys, thanks for your...
But the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, $6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pedigo Reading, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
We could keep listening to High Pelosi there. Yeah, I don't know. Crazy days indeed. We are living in some crazy days indeed. I'm trying to think of where we're going to go. I see that there was some, there might be some fine levied on JP Morgan Chase for $384 million for not following their non-criminal prosecution agreement. That's kind of maybe news. How not to get brainwashed by the CIA is another article I didn't have time to
Just, yeah. Here's one. How to join the secret boycott patriots are using to crush woke corporations. You know, they're starting to feel it in a lot of places because the patriots are going, hey, I ain't buying your stuff no more.
Yeah, more and more of that's happening because people are going to start bring. I mean, I've moved quite a bit of my business to different places from, you know, the I no longer use Verizon. I went over to Patriot Mobile. You know, I'm getting my coffee from someplace else besides Costco.
And a lot of them, you know, people don't realize like Tyson. Tyson owns a lot of companies, a lot.
Yeah,
and you start banning that, and then, yeah, maybe it's not such a good thing. But for those companies like Bud Light, and then they come back over and say, oh, well, you know, we didn't really mean it.
I see that also Joe Dan Gorman has come out. I haven't had a chance to watch it. Intellectual Frog Legs, the new one's out. I'm about 5 minutes in. I didn't get the whole thing. The headline I'm reading right now is North Korean state media is jealous of America. Jeez. So that's something I'm going to post on Facebook and get that out there. Here's some stuff that we should probably talk about. RNC Republican National Committee reportedly set to cut as many as 60 staffers following new leadership handpicked by Trump.
We kind of talked about that earlier, that things were changing.
Things are changing because people are starting to wake up and realize that there is a problem I should also talk and get out there where they've got a new event coming out. This is for Moms for Liberty. We didn't make this announcement. I wanted to.
Oh, the movie that's coming.
Yeah, there's a movie, An Inspiring Evening with Chloe Cole and Aaron Friday, and that's on April 4th, 2024. You can get your tickets. They're $10 a piece. It will be held at 2100 Redding Rancheria Road. I'm assuming that's over at the Rancheria. Doors open at 5:30. You can go to Moms for Liberty, and I'm sure they're on Facebook, or you can get a hold of Arthur Gorman, and he'll get you some more information. I don't have everything I need here. I'm looking at the purchase here. Hold on.
I don't have it in front of me.
You can go to momsforliberty.org. That would be the place to get more information, and they have the full set of information that you're looking for, and the mission price and day and time and all that good stuff. What else have we got here? Here's something we should talk about. So this last week, the last week or so, we found out from the HER report that, Biden has stashed documents in like 7 different locations.
Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier. In the basement, upstairs, he's got them all over the freaking place.
Yeah, so I watched the Forbes take on it, and the guy's like, did he have documents in his garage?
Yes.
Did he have documents in the foray?
Yes.
Did he have documents at Penn, the university, Penn, I think it's Penn State. Yes. Did he have them, it's up, the guy's got documents found all over the place.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, here it is. It says, her classified documents were found at Penn Biden Center, right? Yes, that is correct. They were found at, President Biden's garage in Wilmington, Delaware. Yes. In his basement den. Also in his home, too. Yes.
Yep.
At the same home. And in his main floor office. That is correct. Third floor den. Correct. At the University of Delaware. Correct. At the Biden Institute. Correct. And they're sitting there, so if Trump had his in a locked location under a Secret Service watch in one spot that was secure, but he's the bad guy and he was president.
Right.
They were his documents and he was entitled to them. But Joe Biden as a senator, before he was even a vice president, was taking these documents, and not like he's gotten bribes from China or Ukraine or any place like that.
Well, and why has he got so many places? Either A, can't he remember where he placed the first documents, so he's got to have other locations because he can't find them because he's Joe? Or did he do that on purpose?
I think we should play that clip from Dana Carvey again just for fun because it really illustrates the problem that we have with Joe. And I'm going to play it again. Here we go. Hold on. I got to get my sound turned up because it really does illustrate the problem that we're dealing with.
With Joe.
Here we go.
I started with Biden because the border's all the rage now. Everything's crazy for the border.
Mm-hmm.
So I did Biden 3 years ago, and he's at a press conference. Mr. President, do you have any idea of how you're going to handle the crisis at the border? And Biden's like, first of all, let's get our facts straight. There's no crisis at the border. Come on. And he goes, how do you know, sir? He goes, because it says so on the piece of paper. Come on. It says on the paper. This is a paper right there. And then recently, everyone wants to close the border. Everyone's screaming. Biden's up there. I'll close the border harder than anyone's ever closed the border. I know how to close borders. Come on, Jack. And the press is like, but last time, get your facts straight. I beat you the hell out of you. Will you, dog pace phone his shoulder? Come on. Let's do some push-ups. I'll close the border like nobody's ever closed it. The border patrol, the border can't believe it's not butter.
That's a good ending.
I started with Biden because the border's all the rage now. Everyone's crazy for the border. So,
okay, with that, I have a headline here that from Gateway Pundit. It says, Dementia Joe Biden unleashes nasty jokes towards President Trump at Gridiron dinner, including mocking him as too old and mentally unfit. This is Joe saying that Donald Trump is unfit, but he's fine. Gridiron?
I think it's gridiron.
I'm not sure, but my point being, you know, he's sitting there calling Donald Trump names when, we know that he is not there.
The contrast, I played this in one of our podcasts that we did, the contrast between him and Joe Biden when they asked him about the economy. And it's like you're somebody who's sharp, who has a clear understanding of what's going on, who can articulate, whether you agree with him or not, he can articulate what he's thinking. And the other guy who's completely out to lunch,
right,
doesn't know what he's talking about, has no clue on economics, and just dribbles the same old talking points about tax the rich and the Republicans, and it's all their fault. It's insane.
It is. It's totally insane. I mean, half the time he can't even find his way to the stage or off of the stage or whatever.
Well, you see,
like,
that Trump's
got
a new thing about visiting. Have you seen that one where they've got this, the Secret Service is kind of ushering Joe Biden around and into one of the buildings, and it's a visiting angel.
Oh, yeah, I have seen that, yeah. And he runs into the door. Joe Biden runs into the glass door and stuff, and
the guy's completely out to lunch, and then they're trying to say that Trump is in the same shape. It's just insane. These people, they've been gaslighting everybody for so long, they can't believe it's not still working on most people. But here's another interesting thing I didn't notice. Victoria Nuland resigns. That's kind of a big deal. She was the head of the Ukrainian policy and a few things. Her career shows that no matter who you vote for, foreign policy remains the same. That's very interesting. So the U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken announced last week that Victoria Nuland, who was the Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs and basically ran all of the U.S. foreign policy in Europe, is now resigning from office. No reason was given for her resignation.
Well, that's kind of interesting.
It is interesting because Glenn Greenwald said that Nuland's career illustrated the fact that the U.S. foreign policy doesn't change, as both parties have the same foreign policy no matter who you vote for. Isn't that kind of interesting? The only one I'll say that is that it was all changing under Trump, though. Isn't that interesting? All the way up, it was all the same until Trump went in there and started getting out of these, the peace treaties and the Paris Climate Agreement and, you know, no wars. But he's the bad one.
Yeah, I didn't want to be part of the World Health Organization, WHO, and all of that. That was terrible.
I don't know. I don't have time to vet some of these stuff. But Nuland was the foreign policy advisor to Dick Cheney and ambassador to NATO under the Republican George W. Bush regime. She then shifted to the State Department under the Democratic Obama's administration. So she was out of office during the Trump regime. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
You find that interesting? She rejoined the State Department under Joe Biden. Greenwald said that Nuland aspired to lead the U.S. State Department and was recently passed over for a number two position, leaving her career aspirations in pieces. The position was filled by someone who also worked for Dick Cheney.
And now they're leaving again. They came back, and now they're leaving with the election. And
so what we have here is, this is not Republicans and Democrats. This is Marxist, leftist, communist against Republicans, constitutional republic supporters who believe in the Constitution, who believe in individual rights, who believe in free speech, freedom of the press, all of this stuff. See, these guys believe in government control of everything.
Yep.
Government takes care of you your whole life. Government life. See, that's the problem. These guys are all in the take. They get their money from government, so they have to support the money the regime that's giving them money.
Oh, yeah.
And
then they pull their strings and tell them what to do, and they think that that's great.
Crazy days indeed.
There's just, I was just.
I don't know. What have you got anything else over there?
I do want to mention again, I go back to Tyson. Yeah. Tyson Foods under fire and boycott calls for replacing hardworking Americans with illegal immigrants. So my understanding in New York, they're firing like almost 1,300 workers, but they're going to hire 52,000 undocumented, let me get it right, undocumented newbies.
Yeah, so in other words...
So there's no problem going on there for the American people.
If you fire a bunch of white guys and hire a bunch of brown guys who are illegal aliens, that's not racist or illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No problemo. So I thought that was kind of interesting, talking about undocumented newbies and stuff.
Hmm. Yeah, you got European farmers in revolt. UE Commission caves again to farmers proposed to scrap more crippling green policies. They've had enough over there. Chicago teachers unions under fire for urging students to attend political rallies during school hours.
Here's one for you. Yeah. You remember, I'm sure you all do, because Sam Bankman-Fried?
Yeah,
remember he was caught for, well, he actually embezzled money is what it was, the crypto scam and all that. Isn't it funny that he doesn't really get prosecuted on that? He's back in the news, you know, they would recommend for the judge to give him 40 to 50 year prison sentence, but I don't think he's going to get it. Because part of that money is the one that money went to Ukraine and came back through to support the Democratic Party. Remember all that? Stay tuned to see if he actually ever does any time
on
that.
Well, it's lawfare. You know, people who support the regime don't, nothing happens to them. They can do anything. And people who don't support the regime get attacked. It's like the local elections, like we're talking about earlier at the first part of the show. You know, you're talking about, you know, you can get death threats if you're a Republican or a conservative, but if someone throws a glass of water at you in a bar and you're a Democrat, you get to prosecute everybody.
Yeah. It says right here, people have speculated that he might get off with little to no jail time due to his political donations. Remember, and this is a guy that didn't know anything about it happening. You know, he had no idea that this was happening within his company.
Well, it goes across the board. It's like this Letitia James deal that's going. And it looks like Trump's starting to kick their butts because it's all coming out that these guys are political hacks, and there's actually no evidence. And you know, this lawfare, you just make up the evidence and you go after somebody. It's like you're going after somebody for an insurrection that never happened. We're finding out it was a
right
setup, but they're still going after him because it's not about the insurrection. It's about trying to sway the election because they don't like who he is or his policies or what he stands for. So they're going after him as a political hack job as opposed to anything else. These people don't get it. Or they get it.
Well, yeah.
So, anyway, Letitia James, she was over there at a New York Fire Department FDNY officials. They wanted to hunt down the staffers who were booing her at the meeting. She was doing a speech at a church, and you know, they were heckling her, and now they went, tried to go after those guys, and now the guy who wanted to hunt them down, the FDNY, the Fire Department of New York commissioner who wanted to hunt them down, the staffers who booed Letitia James last week, you know, now they're out yelling at you suck and all this other stuff. So people have had enough, and it's starting to come out
more and more with that, and you know, the ruling from the Supreme Court about, you know, Colorado wanting to keep Trump off the ballot backfired on him big time. And that set a lot of things in motion for other states.
Well, evidently at the St. Patrick's Day Parade this morning, the commissioner got booed in the parade and people were yelling, you suck. So I guess he does. But I don't know. Anyway,
What's this? Rehearsal for 2024 general. Newsom sends out desperate email requesting volunteers to find Democrat rejected ballots as Prop 1 is in danger of not getting enough votes. Oh,
that's a crazy deal. This whole, you know, they're fighting and, you know, over like Cry and the recall and,
right.
And you know, they got the votes to get rid of Jones. But what passes is the those two
charter and term limits.
Charter and term limits, which I don't know, just kind of makes no sense to me. But it's just crazy times. I mean, term limits in a charter county, which is what this board was promoting, but it's so close on. I mean, I could understand. I don't know if there's any cheating or not. I just don't trust the elections anymore, and that's where I'm at, just because we've seen so much cheating, looking at the national stage in several of the states, and we're finding so much out was wrong with these machines. And then the resistance to – I think the biggest thing for me is the resistance to fix things so it's harder to cheat.
Right.
That's the real deal. When you don't want to – when you want mail-in ballots, when you want no taxpayer's ID, when you want to give more ability to cheat, stuffing the boxes, no cameras, no oversight, the people not involved, you don't want to do hand counting because that's – you change the law to make sure you use the machines – that tells me right away I don't trust anything that comes out of them anymore.
Yeah, and like we were talking earlier about now they already want to do a recount when all the votes haven't been counted. What part of that? I mean, hello? Really?
I don't know.
You know, that's craziness. How do you know what's left in the ballots to be counted? How do you know what the information is? Unless you already are determining the outcome. Yeah. I don't know. It's just kind of weird that they don't want to be transparent on that at all. And back to like Dar said, you know, why does it take so long? It's taking just as long now to count the votes as it did with the machines. Why does it take Shasta County weeks to get all of the ballots counted where it doesn't anywhere else?
I don't know. Crazy days indeed.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm running out of stuff.
Well,
today.
We might have we might have some answers and solutions next week. So on the program, so just stay tuned on that.
And we got about 5 minutes left here. Crazy days indeed. It's kind of hard to keep up with the news cycle. It's moving so fast that I can't even keep up with it at all. And trying to decide which is going to be the best thing to cover is just absolutely off the charts crazy.
Our whole country is just, it's just crazy stuff going on, and especially in our own backyard.
We got about 5 minutes. I'm out of gas here. I don't know if we got.
I'm looking for some. I had some other stuff pulled up, but then. I thought we would have enough.
Maybe we'll play a little bit of the intellectual frogs video here.
Okay,
that. So here's a little bit. Let's see what happens here.
Tell you the truth, and F you if you can't handle the truth. This version of Biden, intellectually, analytically, is the best Biden ever.
True international average of pressure. True international average of pressure.
Okay.
Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition and we'll all stay free.
Welcome back, my friends, to the Freak Show that seems to never end. But it's going to end. It's going to end. You know, a little later we're going to have the awesome Dr. Naomi Wolf coming back on the show. Yes, indeed. Now Naomi's tackled election integrity like nobody else can, with an easy-to-implement, comprehensive template for all of our state legislatures. For every state, she created it to be implemented immediately. And it's so easy, even a politician can do it. So anyway, without further ado, now it's time to embarrass the family.
Hello, meet your Dan.
Hey, girl, what are you doing? Are you busy?
Oh, not at all.
Well, listen, we have a great skit, and I want you to play the part of Fanny Willis.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for thinking of me.
So you'll do it?
Not on your life.
Not even for cash?
Joe Dane,
Do you know how much cash I have laying around my house? My daddy told me to always have cash around my house. As a black woman, that is what I'm supposed to do. And I am not going to emasculate my black father by saying that I don't...
And FYI, it's funny. Not Fanny. Funny.
Take a load off Fanny. Take a load for free.
Your lunch, and I know you're.
Well, it was the salmon. Sometimes you just get a long piece of salmon.
Is that you?
Well, I don't see anybody else in here who's going to be doing it. Excuse me. But you can show it. I don't care. I just don't care anymore. These things don't bother me.
All right. Well, then we'll start now. Then we'll begin.
Did you hear the starter pistol?
You know, every man in America with a pair of testicles is going to be voting for Donald Trump. On the other hand, every woman with a pair of testicles will be voting for Joe Biden.
Hello, I'm Admiral Rachel Levine.
What the hell is that?
I don't know what the hell that is!
A little PSA for you. I never hit a man with glasses. No. Hit him with a baseball bat.
Whoa!
Anyway, the last company I worked for, the boss pulled me aside and said, so you intimidate your co-workers. So I stared at him until he apologized.
I think we'll leave it there.
Well, we're pretty well at the end
of
the show.
So anybody who wants to watch that, that's Intellectual Frog Legs, Joe Dan Gorman. And we've had him on the show here before. He's a great guy. And you'll enjoy it, I'm sure.
All right. And with that, I guess we will see y'all next week.
There you go. And
have a great week.
Remember, government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is dangerous servant and fearful master. All gun control.
I was going to say, yeah, got to get Dave's in there.
My child called me up just the other day. He said, Dad, I need some crack. Can you help me today? And I had lots of cash, but bills to pay. He said, don't worry,
the news from
Dad,
Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.